Good afternoon, I'm Dave Andrews with the latest edition of WIRY Local News. Partly sunny today, high will be in the upper 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Partly sunny on Saturday, the high in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy Saturday night with a low in the upper 20s. Rain on Sunday, breezy with a high in the upper 40s. Rain Sunday night, the low around 40. Monday will be partly sunny with a slight chance of rain, breezy, and the high in the upper 40s. Tuesday, partly sunny, high in the upper 30s. Today is Friday, November 13th. It's the 318th day of 2020. 48 days remain in the year. Today's highlight in history, November 13th, 1982. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial was dedicated on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. In 1927, the Holland Tunnel opened to the public, providing access between Lower Manhattan and New Jersey beneath the Hudson River. In 1956, the Supreme Court struck down laws calling for racial segregation on public buses. In 1971, the U.S. space probe Mariner 9 went into orbit around Mars. In 2000, lawyers for George W. Bush failed to win a court order barring manual recounts of ballots in Florida. State police arrested 22-year-old Samantha Jarvis of Plattsburgh on a charge of assault third degree. Arrested in the same incident was 20-year-old Kelsey Jarvis, also of Plattsburgh. Both were issued appearance tickets for the town of Plattsburgh court. 32-year-old James Martin of Plattsburgh and 23-year-old Janina Malseptic, also of Plattsburgh, were arrested in the town for petty larceny and released on appearance tickets. 20-year-old Jordan Sachs of Katyville was arrested for criminal obstruction of breathing. He was released on his own recognizance pending an appearance in Saranac Town Court. 28-year-old Ronald Cyrus of Chateauguay was charged with assault and was issued a court appearance ticket. A death in the news, Barbara Normandin, 76, of Katyville, passed away on Tuesday at the local hospital. There will be no calling hours. A mass will be celebrated tomorrow at 11 at St. Alexander's Church in Morrisonville. Donations may be made to St. Alexander Catholic Church in Morrisonville or the Shriners Hospital for Children. Arrangements are entrusted to the Brown Funeral Home, Park Row, Katyville. Online condolences at brownfuneralhomeinc.com. Jerry Cork, 70, of Plattsburgh, passed away on Wednesday in Granville, New York. Calling hours will be Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. at the Brown Funeral Home, Broad Street, Plattsburgh, with a funeral service to follow at 3 in the Brown Funeral Home Chapel. Donations may be made to the Veterans Assistance Fund, care of the Clinton County Veterans Agency. Arrangements entrusted to the Brown Funeral Home, Broad Street, Plattsburgh. Online condolences at brownfuneralhomeinc.com. New rules go into effect today for bars, restaurants, gyms, and private gatherings. But how will they be enforced? Details on that story coming up.
Rely on a professional real estate inspection service, Tri-County Inspections, for residential and commercial properties, serving the North Country since 2002. Whether you're a buyer, seller, or investor, having the right people on your team is important. Tri-County Inspections provide in-depth, unbiased, and thorough inspection services to all properties. New York State Master Inspector Scott Sterling has been completing inspections for over 18 years and is ready to serve you today. For your protection, call Tri-County Inspections at 518-593-4507. Fall is here, and they're gearing up for you at Mainly Lobster and Seafood at the intersection of the Military Turnpike and Tom Miller Road in Plattsburgh. On Tuesdays, stop in and save on two haddock or shrimp dinners for just $22. On Wednesday, it's their always popular senior haddock or senior pot roast dinner, specially priced at $9.95. And Fridays, enjoy your choice of two shrimp dinners with French fries and coleslaw from 1 until 4, only just $15. A small haddock dinner is just $11.95 and large only $15.95. Mainly Lobster and Seafood, corner of Military Turnpike and Tom Miller Road in Plattsburgh. Wicked good.
Starting tonight, bars and restaurants across New York State will be required to close by 10 p.m. The same applies to gyms. Private in-home gatherings will be limited to 10 people. The governor is calling on local governments to enforce his new regulations.
I need the local governments to enforce. We went through this with bars and restaurants once before, if you remember. We put rules in place. There was widespread lack of compliance. Local governments, some did a good job, some really did not. We then had to put together a state task force to do the enforcement. This is statewide. I don't have the resources to do it, so I need the local governments to do it. 150 sheriffs is not enough. It's just not enough to do all COVID safety. Airports, borders, trains, buses, bars, restaurants. So I need local enforcement to do it because the rules are only as good as the individual discipline and the government enforcement.
Clinton County Sheriff David Favreau tells Wiry News it'll be difficult to enforce the new regulations.
We need now more than ever to pull people together to do the right thing for each other, including their own families, not adopt that mentality that, oh, it won't happen to us because I know my son doesn't have it, I know my nephew doesn't have it. We don't know for sure. This is that invisible monster that I personally talked about back at the end of March when this thing started that will attack anybody. Some may get off very easy, others may not get off at all and could lose their life to this. Those are risks that are not worth taking. So rather than have to knock on door to door, I would like to take this opportunity to implore everybody in Clinton County within the sound of this radio station to please use good judgment, use common sense, try the social distancing masks whenever possible, even in your home. I know it's a challenge, but the best that we can possibly do right now is really implore people to take this seriously and to do their absolute best and be conscientious about what is actually going on. If we can collectively work together to minimize the risk and to reduce the risks that we're going to spread this virus to family members, then we can actually be successful. But that's the only way we're going to be able to do it. Bars and restaurants having to close down after 10 o'clock makes sense in one regard because a lot of people end up just congregating afterwards and maybe after having a couple more drinks tend to get a little bit more lax, and that could be the potential cause of some spreading. And since we can't see this and we don't have any better answers, I think we need to support the efforts to try and reduce the risk of the spread. Otherwise, what's going to happen is we're going to get that directive from the governor's office to shut everything down. Nobody wants that to happen. So it's incumbent upon all of us to do our individual part and do the best that we possibly can.
That's Clinton County Sheriff Dave Favreau. On November 5th, as a result of house-wide testing, a staff member that showed no symptoms of COVID-19 at Meadowbrook Healthcare has tested positive. The individual works in the kitchen but had no contact with residents. The staff member wore a mask and infection control was practiced at all times in the building. The individual has been notified and is self-quarantining for 14 days. For further assistance and protection, Meadowbrook is testing all residents and patients. No patient or resident is displaying symptoms as of today. Meadowbrook Healthcare is adhering to guidelines for local and state health departments and enforcing enhanced infection control precautions, masks and hand washing, screening residents, patients and staff and essential visitors for expanded lists of symptoms, restricting visitation and entry of people to the building, testing staff and residents for COVID-19 based on current protocols, and postponing communal activities. Travelers longing for a getaway are asking where it's safe to stay during the pandemic.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention makes it clear that staying home is the best way to protect yourself against the coronavirus. But if you do plan to travel during the pandemic, the agency says getting a rental home is safer than staying with friends or family or at a hotel. A rental makes it easier to limit contact with people who aren't from your household. Many rental companies are offering enhanced cleaning and a buffer period between guests. They also have more access to fresh air than a typical hotel room. If you do stay at a hotel, you can check to see what safety steps they're taking. Experts suggest avoiding common areas and taking the stairs instead of the elevator if you can. You can ask for a pause on housekeeping services and use disinfectant wipes to clean surfaces that are most touched, like light switches and faucets. According to the CDC, the riskiest option is a hostel or other dorm-like lodging with shared sleeping areas. I'm Jennifer King.
The University of Vermont Medical Center says it will be closing the operating rooms at its Fannie Allen campus in Colchester after staff members reported symptoms, including dizziness and nausea. Some employees also reported an odor near the operating rooms. Hospital officials say the decision to close the rooms was made out of an abundance of caution. The rooms were closed last year after similar reports. They were reopened in January after a variety of upgrades. Air quality data has been normal during each incident. The hospital president said the announcement is very frustrating. Operations scheduled for Fannie Allen will be transferred to other facilities. I was just thinking, coming up.
Stop out today at the Chazy Farm Market in Chazy. Come on in and pick up your favorite variety of local apples, including Honeycrisp, Macintosh, and Sweet Tango. Wonderful baked goods, including fresh cider donuts, pies, and fudge. Call 518-846-7171 to order ahead. Chazy Farm Market is homemade apple cider, fresh eggs and cheese, jams, jellies, local produce, as well as pumpkins and gourds. Looking for a unique gift? They ship worldwide. Chazy Farm Market, open Tuesday through Sundays, 6:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. 9486 Route 9 in Chazy. Visit them on the web at chazyorchards.com. Trading your tired large monitor for a Toyotomi direct vent heater available at Adirondack Hardware. Toyotomi's burners draw air directly from the outside rather than inside, providing efficient heat with no fumes and no odor, and no chimney or special ductwork is needed. They're cool to the touch and whisper quiet. The Laser 730 is a promo retail of $2,143. Subtract $300 trade-in rebate from that number, and the Laser 730 will be priced at $1,843. The Laser 530 is a promo retail of $1,525. Subtract $250 trade-in rebate from that number, and the Laser 530 will be priced at $1,275. Stop in today at Adirondack Hardware, located on Front Street in Keysville.
It's time now for I Was Just Thinking.
Here's Wiry owner and general manager Dave Andrews.
I was just thinking about the employment situation that the pandemic has created. It seems that nobody wants to work anymore. The government has handed out greatly increased unemployment benefits, and it's created what I think is a dangerous work ethic. There are plenty of jobs out there, but people would rather sit home on their butts and collect unemployment. I've heard of several instances where an employer has an opening, has offered the job to someone, who then requests they be paid under the table. Illegal. So if the employer doesn't want to do that, the person says, "No thanks, I'll just keep collecting unemployment." We've created a bunch of lazy, greedy people who are working the system. But guess what? This isn't going to last forever. Your time at the trough will end, and next year you have to pay taxes on all that free money. Then what? The holidays are just around the corner, and the experts now are warning us not to have large gatherings. The numbers clearly are rising. They will continue to rise unless we all heed the warnings and practice social distancing. It's not easy to tell family and friends they can't join you for Thanksgiving or Christmas. Oops, I mean holidays. But it needs to happen this year. If I had to guess, I would say there are about 98% of us who are doing what we need to do, but there are 2% who just don't care or don't believe this is a dangerous situation. But it is. Our current Plattsburgh mayor reminds me of our current president. Both were everywhere until just a while ago. The mayor was holding daily press conferences, reminding us how concerned he was about the spread of the virus. But now, silence. No matter what happens in the city in the coming years, it will be a vast improvement. Chris Rosenquist has his work cut out for him, repairing damaged relationships with the county, the school district, just to name a few. He's indicated he will join us after the new year for Monday with the mayor. Stay tuned. And if you see a veteran, a healthcare worker, a police officer, a firefighter, thank them for all they are doing and thank you for listening.
Wiry welcomes opposing viewpoints by qualified spokespersons. Address your comments to news@wiry.com. I Was Just Thinking is heard during Wiry News on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. I'm Bob Pooler with a look at sports. Indianapolis and Tennessee share the AFC South lead at 6-3 following the Colts' 34-17 victory over the Titans in Nashville last night. Phillip Rivers completed 29 of his 39 passes for 308 yards and a touchdown as the Colts handed the Titans their third loss in four games since a 5-0 start. Indianapolis entered the game leading the NFL in fewest yards allowed before limiting Tennessee to 94 total yards, about 90 yards below its season average. Derrick Henry ran for 103 yards on 19 carries for the Titans, who didn't score after halftime. Ryan Tannehill was just 15 of 27 for 147 yards and a TD. Colts now own the tiebreaker against the Titans. They'll host Tennessee again on November 29th. Paul Casey seems to have shed the memory of his disappointing performance at the Masters 19 months ago. The 43-year-old Englishman is the clubhouse leader at Augusta after shooting a 7-under 65 in the opening round. Casey made an early exit at last year's Masters, shooting 86 and 82 to fall well below the cut line. Casey got on a roll with an eagle at the par 5 second hole. He tacked on 5 more birdies to match his lowest score ever at the Masters, grabbing a 2-shot lead over Webb Simpson and Xander Schauffele. Tiger Woods is at minus 4 as he seeks a record-tying 6th Masters title. It matched his lowest start ever at the Masters and was his first bogey-free round in a major since the opening round of the 2009 PGA Championship at Hazeltine. Play had to be suspended by darkness caused by a 3-hour rain delay in the morning. Justin Thomas was on the course at 5-under through 10 holes when he and 43 others were forced to leave the course. A pair of first basemen have come away with baseball's MVP awards. The American League MVP is White Sox first baseman Jose Abreu, who came away with 21 of 30 first-place votes to edge Indian third baseman Jose Ramirez and Yankee infielder DJ LeMahieu. And Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman's the National League MVP, claiming 28 of 30 first-place votes to beat out Dodger outfielder Mookie Betts and Padre third baseman Manny Machado. College football, Pittsburgh's scheduled football game at Georgia Tech tomorrow has been postponed after the Panthers were forced to pause team activities due to COVID-19 protocols. The ACC said both teams are having COVID-19 issues that have caused the game to be moved from this Saturday to December 12th. More than 50 games across major college football have been postponed or canceled since late August. That includes 10 scheduled for this weekend and 10 last weekend. And the Ivy League has become the first Division I conference this year to cancel all winter sports, including men's and women's basketball. The decision came 13 days after the scheduled start of the college basketball season. Don't forget, tomorrow a big soccer afternoon will be coming your way as the Chazy Eagles will be in action against Bolcat Valley, starting with our pregame show at approximately 11:45. That game will be followed by the girls' title game between the Eagles of Chazy and the Lady Vikings of Moriah. Don't miss any of the excited action with Joey Trombley tomorrow right here on Hometown Radio. And that'll do it for sports. I'm Bob Pooler. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Partly sunny today, high will be in the upper 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Partly sunny on Saturday, the high in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy Saturday night with a low in the upper 20s. Rain on Sunday, breezy with a high in the upper 40s. Rain Sunday night, the low around 40. Monday will be partly sunny with a slight chance of rain, breezy, and the high in the upper 40s. Tuesday, partly sunny, high in the upper 30s. That's Wiry Local News, and this Friday the 13th, have a great evening and weekend. I'm Dave Andrews.